That's what I like about Method Man. He's just so honest. He was like, you know, we got to go over abroad because all the money kind of dried up over here for us rappers of our age. So we do a lot of overseas shows. I was like, just that honesty like that. Yeah. I was like, I kind of really respect it. But I love Method Man. I don't know what. Oh, we were talking about lovers.
No, you were saying who gives good dick in rap.
100%. Cheers.
After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we've learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when I heard that for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, I thought, what's the catch? But after talking to them, it all made sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. Just ask our very own Josh Zola, whose entire wireless production facility plan lifestyle has been completely revamped and overwhelmed by Mint Mobile savings. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bears. That's mintmobile.com/bears. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bears. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
It looks good.
I feel this is an interesting outfit for me.
Yeah.
These are both given to me.
So that was your frat you were in?
I am an ATO. You're always an ATO, lifelong ATO.
Right. I like how you say that like you're fucking still a Marine. Great.
I earned it, you know.
Yeah.
Back in the day. Yeah, ATO. And then these kids, we were in Alabama? Montgomery, Alabama?
Yeah.
That's what I wanted to tell you. We were in Montgomery, Alabama.
Yeah.
And these kids came up and they gave me this shirt. And they were like.
And these kids came up?
No.
Oh.
What did I say?
I thought you said any kids. Like
no.
His children.
No, these kids came up and they were like, they look, got you a shirt. I never normally wear these shirts, but it's a very soft shirt.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I kind of enjoy it. And I like the.
Don't you feel like soft shirts just reveal too many flaws?
I told you that right when this started. I was like,
no.
I feel like I look fat in this shirt.
No, it's like, I love the soft fabric shirts, but every time I put them on, I'm like, oh, I look like shit.
That's not
what I'm talking about.
Well, it's interesting.
I'm talking about those like really fine, soft fabric. You know
so
I, mean?
Like, I used to make shirts for our fraternity. I would make you'd make the shirt. It was like, I want to say it was like $400. If you had $400, you'd make the shirt. And then you could sell the shirt to the guys in the fraternity. And the best shirts, like the best ones were like ones that looked like a Jack Daniels bottle. And then you just change all the words to the formal thing.
Yeah.
But it's interesting. This pocketed shirts are like a definitely frat boy thing. But I loved the design on this back, I think.
Can you see it? It's
kind of
like.
Is that somebody on a jet ski?
It's kind of a. Yeah, it's kind of a. It's, that's why I brought it for you.
Oh.
It's kind of leave it for you. It's kind of like a throwback, a little bit of a throwback design. And I was like,
It is a throwback design.
It's a very forward thinking for these boys. And then I got given this hat. These are the Pimento Cheeses.
What are the Pimento Cheeses?
Augusta, Georgia is a minor league baseball team.
That's their hat?
Yeah. Oh, by the way, everyone should know that.
That's a cool hat. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's a good, I love these types of hats.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because
that's your signature thing now. Now, is that hat actually too small for your head?
It is.
Okay, because you know what?
What?
It looks like it.
It's fucking, it's a size 8. It's a size 8 and it's killing my head.
How fucking, wait, what size is your head?
A size 8.5. I think I'm gaining weight in my head. By the way, that's not making me want to drink, and I want to drink right now so bad.
You do?
Yeah.
How's your drinking been?
Pretty good, you know, considering. So.
Well.
What?
Considering, because we were at the movies the other day.
Okay, that's a different time. That's out of control.
Okay. I'll say this. That seemed like a lot.
I drank just as much as you did.
No, you did not.
How many drinks did you have? Two?
No.
How many drinks did you have? Two?
One and a half.
You did two.
No, I did
you
not.
You had two drinks.
I did not finish the second drink. I didn't even come close to finishing the second drink.
Oh, really?
No.
I wish I'd known that. I would have finished yours.
And also, My drink was in a cup like this, and yours was in one like this.
Yes, but it was the same amount of alcohol, as just extra soda water. Because I knew we had... And okay, and hold on. We're going to be honest. We're going to be honest. I knew we also had a water bottle full of vodka. So I kept topping off. Because that's what you were seeing, is I had it in a big glass, and I had him put in extra soda, so I kept topping it off with vodka.
Yeah.
And then I got another one. I had four drinks at the movie theater.
Okay, I had one and a half. So we definitely had a different amount.
Yeah.
But... So that for you was kind of out of control.
That one was a little bit, because I've been really good in that I don't drink until right at the end of the show.
Right.
Like when I start my machine stories, when I'll have my drink. I don't drink. If I do two shows, I very, very seldomly even let it touch my lips in the first show.
In the first show. Okay.
I'm stepping
up. But once the second show's over, it's on.
It's on, but it's not that on. Lately, I hadn't been even that on. We just get to the bus. We have a few cocktails.
What is really tying one on look like for you? Like, if you're like, we're drinking.
This is what it looks like. It's about to look like it right now. Because here's the witching hour. I have nothing to do today, right?
Yeah.
I get on a plane and fly. I'm already
show tonight?
No.
Oh.
No. So, yeah. So, we got a discount on the plane if we could fly within 24 hours. Okay. So we're like, oh, okay, we'll just head out. We'll go to Cedar Rapids tonight. So we're going to Cedar Rapids tonight. No show. So
tomorrow's the show.
Tomorrow's the show. So this is where it gets a little tricky for me, is like on a do-nothing day, I have a hard time. Like if I start drinking on the flight or before the flight, then I will get – I'll go to the bus, take a nap, get up, go to dinner, and drink again. Those are two drinking days. Two drinking times in one day is bad for me.
So if it's drinking, nap, and then drink after.
That's bad for me. They creep up on me, and I go, and all of a sudden I have stomach problems.
Bro, the last time you were in Austin?
Oh, that was a rough one. That was bad. That was bad.
So that was the nap.
That was the nap, and you woke me up, and I didn't know where I was.
You thought you were dead.
Yeah, I thought I was dead, and then we went to the soccer game, and I got drunk there.
Yes.
And then
the next day,
and I was eating like a fucking lunatic.
By the way, and we also, this is the part that I was like, "What the fuck?" Because I was so tired after we podcasted that I went home. Christina was in the bedroom. She goes, "You laid down on the bed," and she goes, "Within 2 minutes, you were snoring." And she goes, "And I just left because it was the middle of the day."
Yeah.
And I go, when I woke up from that, I took like an hour nap. I go, Bert has been doing Rogan. We did two
for
5 hours, and then you guys FaceTime me. You're like, "We're gonna go to the," and I was like, "I'll see you later."
Yeah.
And then I never saw you again. And then you call me and you go, "Yeah, I came in your bedroom. I tried to talk to you this morning." I was like, "What?" And you're like, "Yeah." I was like, "Tom."
Yeah.
And so Christina was in bed too.
Yeah, you're both in bed. It was like 6 a.m. You're both sound asleep, and I was like, What?
It's just fucking creepy as shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. I almost put it on Instagram stories. Yeah, I was like, Pusha gets so mad. I was like, "Tom, look, I'm touching their faces." I didn't drink here. I had a lot of coffee, so I went to Rogan, and I blacked out at like 2.5-3 hours into that podcast. I just was drinking very fast. I don't really remember the second half of that podcast. Then we went and did Kill Tony, and I have no recollection of
that.
But it's not. It's like, here's the thing. It's like for a regular person listening, you would go. I have as much recollection as you would have. But the problem is, I'm also speaking professionally at these events.
Yeah,
and that's what I don't remember things that might have slipped out of my mouth.
I can't believe that I was like, man, the fact that you went and did that podcast and drank, I would have been sleeping for 2 days. But then you couldn't find your wallet.
Oh. So I get up. I go
ready to go to the airport.
No hot water, which is great. So I take a cold shower in there. Okay. I take an ice cold shower. I've been drinking. I've only been asleep for like 4 hours, five hours tops, maybe. I take a cold shower, I go to my bag, and I can't find my wallet, and I'm like, fucking son of a bitch. I know what it is. I put it in that bag that I brought Ellis gum.
Yeah.
I go, it's in that bag. Okay. So I go up and the bag's not there. And I go, fuck, where's the bag? And then I'm like, oh God, I bet they threw the bag out. I go, no, there are books there. So then I find the books on the table. I go, shit.
You take a book with you?
I took one book, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, there's two books here. I go, he bought three books.
Yeah, I was like, they can have the other ones. I don't want that one. And so, and by the way, I didn't read the other one either. It's in my bag. I'm gonna leave it at Ennie's. And so then I can't find my wallet there, and I go, son of a bitch. I go, where could it be? And then in a very not thinking clearly move, I give up. I just go, yeah. I guess I don't have a wallet.
Yeah.
I wasn't thinking clear. I really wasn't thinking clearly.
Yeah.
And I was like, I guess I don't have a wallet. And I was like,
you just get in the car and go to the airport.
I got in the car and I got in the car, you know, one of the guys is like, you okay? I was like, yeah. Get in the car. I start driving to the airport, and we get like maybe like half a mile away, and I tell the guy, I left my wallet, and now I know where it is. Now I know where it is. It's on the top deck. We went up and had cigars. Must have fallen out of my pocket out of the soccer game, right? That's where it is.
Yeah.
So we go back. I go back into your house. Right? That's when I go into your bedroom.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, and I talk to you and nothing.
So you're like, Tom.
I go up to the thing.
Like, what's your exchange like in the bedroom?
I go, hey, Tom. Tom. Tom, it's Bert. Tom. Tom, push. Are you in here? Hey, guys. And then I'm like in your bedroom going, hey, I'm back. I'm just looking for my wallet. I was wondering if you guys seen it. Nothing. So I go up to your roof. I have my flashlight. It's not on your deck. And I go, motherfucker. I go, where? And then I go, I know where it is. Because I'm thinking, last time I touched it, we were getting coffee. And I said, God damn it, Tom has always bought our coffees. I said, I'm going to get coffee for him. And the last time I touched my wallet was there. And I didn't see it at Rogue. When Rogan and I were leaving to go to the bar, I was like, I wonder where my wallet is. And I was like, it must be in my backpack, whatever. And knowing that it wasn't in my backpack, I then determined that I go, it must be in his car. So I go back in your bedroom. I go, Tom, hey, Tom, I need the keys to your car. I need to get in your car. And then I'm like, I bet the keys are in Tom's car. I bet Tom. So I just walk in your garage. Garage is unlocked. Car's unlocked. I look in and I go, I don't see it. And I see a receipt over by the seatbelt. I pull the seat back. I see my wallet. You're going to like this part, Tommy. I then celebrate. I celebrate by going into your kitchen, having a little brewski by myself, singing Steely Dan. I'm listening to Steely Dan on my fucking... And I walk out with another beer. I get into the car. I go, let's go to the airport. Didn't have another beer on the flight. Had two beers, one in your kitchen and one in the car ride to the airport. Got to the airport, walked onto my plane, didn't have another beer, fell asleep, slept the whole fucking flight, woke up, did a podcast with Ron Artest, did a podcast with Dane, I did like three podcasts that day. I fucking killed it. I killed it. I was so proud of myself.
I don't understand how you push through on
this. So that's what I think is if I can find space between drinking, then I can do it. I can go hard. I just need space. I need space. Although I was looking so rough last night.
You're out of your fucking mind.
I just need a little bit of space. I go to the doctor all the time.
I know.
Need a little bit of space. And so if I can, and that's why I'm good on the road, is it during shows. When I don't have shows, I get a little away from myself.
Today could be a whack day, right? A wacky day.
I can already feel it because I took a sip of this coffee. And I was like, well, who are we playing with?
Right.
I was like, and he's got some good beers in there. We have cold beer. And so and then we're going to just go to the hotel, have a dirty girl, get on the fucking plane, a few
it's
dirty
just
girls.
It's so funny to me because like I would feel like my week is ruined if I did what you did.
See, but I use that as inspiration.
God.
Like I use the feeling like shit as an inspiration to work harder.
Okay.
I decided that this would probably be my last special. I kind of figured that out.
Like ever?
I don't know about ever, but it's for a while. Because I'm at a rate where it's going so fast.
Yeah.
And the girls are going to college, and I'm like, I don't know what.
I kind of feel like the same thing, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
For myself.
And Chappelle said that, and I feel like, you know, and so I go, and I want to pivot and do other things. And because when you're working on a special, I'm not saying this to you, you already know this, but your entire focus is that special. I become obsessed.
Yeah.
And I And I decided this is going to be my best. So what I'm doing is I'm going through, I've taken the hour I've got, and I'm pulling a ton of shit out of it, and I'm rewriting stuff to put in this hour, and then I'm going to look at that two-hour chunk and sizzle it down to the hour. But I've got my assistant, Peter, is, it's amazing. It's changed my life. Is that I used to get off stage, and I'd go say to anyone, like my camera guy or someone, I'd be like, did you guys, and that joke, but now I just got Peter. I go, hey, man, I need you watching these sets, and I'm going to tell you what I like in these sets, and I need you to pull them in and write them down, and then we're going to go through. So I'll be like, hey, early show this, early show, late show that, and then we get the footage from that.
Yep.
Skinny it up. So I'm working on my special. I'm not going to shoot it for a while,
yeah,
but I'm working on it right now as if I'm shooting it next month.
That's great.
Which, and so I go, if I do that hard as fuck, then I can put out a great special and then fucking take a breather. Like, I would love to take a breather.
Yeah. Yeah, by the way, you need it.
Yeah, I do. I do. And so, like, once we get back to doing stand-up, like, we go to Cedar Rapids, I won't drink all day. So, like, there'll be a 24-hour period where I don't drink, and then I can have a cocktail. And then another 24-hour period. And then that, I think, is the guys that get fucked with alcohol, and I know a couple guys that are doing this, going through this right now, are the ones that wake up shaking. Like, the guys that wake up shaking, guys that can't get on the treadmill, that, like, the next morning, that's where you get fucked. So the second you start seeing that creep into your life, you got to get that shit out. Like, it's fun to day drink right now. Like, right now I can do it. But if you do it too much, you start becoming the guy who can't function without a cocktail. There's a guy right now I know that's going through that really hard.
You know what? I just pictured you giving that speech to alcoholics.
Hey, guys. Hey,
guys, you only have a problem if you can't get on that treadmill.
If your hands are shaking, if you can't do a polar plunge and can't get your heat back together,
then you got some shit.
My thing right now is getting back into working out is hard for me. It's like, I've
been doing this thing where,
I was wondering, so what is your trick? Is it speed? How did you lose the weight?
What, since when?
You're so skinny right now. You look taller.
So I've been working out
and
every day
and
every day
and.
And I do, like, if I'm on the road, it's as soon as I get there. I used to fuck around and be like, I'm tired. I'm going to lounge around, maybe work out closer to the show time. Mm-hmm. I do it as soon as we get to the hotel. Mm-hmm. I drink 1 gallon of water a day.
A gallon of water a day?
Every day.
Annie, no. Do you have water here? All right, bring me in a gallon. I don't drink enough water. I'm going to drink as much as I can right now.
Oh, you don't have to do it all right now.
I'm going to do it right now.
Do it over the course of the day.
I like to do everything at once. I like to do it all at once.
Yeah. Eating clean.
Okay, define clean.
I'm just trying to eat things that you know are. Sorry,
this is all we got right now. It just goes down so quick. So wait, what is, did I just drink all of Annie's water? So wait, define clean, and how are you doing that?
It's not that crazy. So, you know what I eat for breakfast? I've told you that before, right? No,
you do I'm trying to think, you do those little Starbucks things.
No. At home, I'm saying, or like.
Egg whites.
Yeah. So I eat 5 of those plus 2 whole eggs, spinach. That's all I have for breakfast. Then I have a protein shake or bar. After, like, a few hours later.
Okay.
And then lunch is like chicken or salmon with some veggies or maybe some rice.
Uh-huh.
Then another protein bar or shake later. And then dinner is usually either a lean meat, chicken, salmon, like the same thing.
Jesus Christ. Sounds like kissing your sister.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. I want someone to spit in my mouth.
Yeah. I know.
Okay. Yesterday I had.
But I'm not like out there measuring grams of shit. I'm just trying to eat like in a general clean way.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm trying to, I've been trying to eat salads in for like one of my meals.
Yeah.
But then the wheels come off. I found these things called wrap snacks.
Yeah.
God. They're so good.
What are wrap snacks?
Wrap snacks. It's all your favorite rappers have their favorite chips in a bag. So whatever chips they like, they then put it in a bag. And so and they can mix flavors. Like Migos has got a sour cream and onion ranch one. Look at that. They're so good.
Is that boozy?
Boozy's
got the heat.
Yeah, but he's got, and they are a little spicy. The best one's Trina. Trina's got these honey jalapeno.
How great is it that Boozy's documentary is called My Struggle, which is the same as Adolf Hitler's book?
Wait, what? Mein Kampf
is my struggle.
He wrote, do you think anyone told him that?
No.
Wait, what? Wait, what's Boozy's documentary?
I mean,
My Struggle. I fucking.
Go. You're not looking at it. Little Bozzy.
That definitely wasn't any putting that in there. Just go to the internet.
Go to the all result instead of the images.
Little Boozy. Oh my God, it's called My Struggle for real. Does anyone tell him that that's what Adolf Hitler's? He's got to know, right?
I mean, I think no. Maybe he was like, who's that? And then they were like, all right, we'll just put it out.
That is fucking hilarious.
I know.
His potato chips are fucking awesome. They are. They really are. His struggle, it made some great potato chips. I just open a bag of them, and they're so fucking good.
Wait, it's where like did you find wrap snacks?
Atlanta.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then I started thinking, oh, okay, okay, ready?
Yeah.
So I was like, finish setting up your TV. What does that mean, Nadav? Nothing. Oh, it must have been a thing for the actual screen. I thought you were texting me. So I was like, okay, we can't do chips for comics, right? But, yeah. So like all these rappers, Trina, yeah. Boozy, Migos, Rick Ross, who else is it on there? I think that might be it. Is they all have their different wrap snacks, and they're really fucking good. Pull up wrap snacks again. They're really fucking good. They are actually good, and they're great. They're, you know, it's so funny.
Hit the link. Shout so out we to can
Trina.
Actually see them.
Shout out to Trina because she, you, those a puff is
wait,
so.
Fucking, Trina made these?
No, Trina's designed her own. They designed their own. They're all. They're all.
Hit flavors.
Oh, it's got to be Master P. So
he got honey, cheddar, and sour cream. That's pretty good.
So they're putting together all the shit they like. I haven't had the popcorn yet. Little babies are pretty good.
Salt and vinegar.
They're really good. They're actually really good. Hold on. Stop on those.
If your pussy tastes like water, hold your cell phone up. Go ahead.
Wait, is that the same? No, that's Little Baby. Is that the same one as Da Baby?
No, it's not.
Okay. Salt and vinegar, barbecue, onion, garlic, and more. And those chips are fucking phenomenal.
Lil Baby, it looks like the dude who yelled at me at the clothing store.
Wait, tell his story. Hold on. Wait, go. Keep scrolling. Those are awesome. Those are Migos. Keep going. Migos is all over. They've got like five different chips. Keep going.
Jerk barbecue for Cardi B.
Cardi B, red hot cheddar. Fucking amazing. Dude.
These actually look really
they're
good.
So good. They're so good. I wonder if the FDA has approved them.
Now, this would be, by the way, if I were drinking on the bus,
yeah,
and I had a couple in me, you start to build your hunger goes up. I would tear up five bags of these.
Dude, slutty vegan maple barbecue kettle chips.
Oh, Jesus Christ,
these are so good.
This would be a problem for me.
They're so good, and then I was like, all right. So what is comics? We can't really go into the snack game the way they are, right? Because we're just competing with them. What if we rethought cereals? Like, cereals right now are kind of one note.
It's also, it feels like nothing new came out. It's like all the same shit, right?
Yeah, no one's really changing the game in the cereal market. And now I'm thinking, so then I had this thought, right?
Do you eat cereal?
I don't because I'm not just a milk and sweet guy. Like, I don't want to have that for breakfast. However, this is where my brain got flipped, is coconut milk is so good when added with heat or salty. Mm-hmm. Like when you put coconut milk in any of like Thai food, all of a sudden you get this great feeling. And I was like, why aren't they bringing that to cereal? Why don't they have a cereal where it tastes like chicken Penang or you know, like where it's hot but yet salty but still sweet? And I was like, what if we came up with our own cereal, Two Bears cereal, where we embodied different flavor profiles, worked with a chef, mm-hmm. and got different flavor profiles. So when you pour your milk in, you're eating technically something kind of healthy, but it tastes like Asian food. Right? Is that a bad idea?
I don't know.
It's an original thought.
It's definitely an original thought.
Definitely original thought.
Yeah.
Is it like a savory breakfast cereal?
Okay. A savory breakfast cereal. Yeah, I mean, I just...
With hot, where it's hot, so you're getting like it's spicy.
It's,
the kind of cereal...
Can we just keep it that it's original?
Yeah. It's the kind of cereal where you want to put an egg on top of it.
Okay. Here's the thing. I am incapable of imagining it.
Yeah.
But I want to see it.
Do we know a chef?
There's one watching.
Can someone... Tom and I are interested in getting into breakfast cereals and changing the game. We're going to change the game. We do what Rap Snacks does, but we do it with comics.
Right. And so, So it's like, you know.
But then people will go to our cereal first because we're doing.
Joey Diaz's Cocoa Christmas fucking.
This is why we're a team.
Right.
This is a fucking genius idea.
Yeah, and he's got the Cuban. It's a Cuban.
Yeah.
It's a Cuban sandwich covered in milk.
Okay, we're going for it. Rogan's just like, it just doesn't taste like anything. It tastes like grains and rocks, but it's really good for you.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, you shit like a wolf after this.
Yeah, sure.
You'll have hair in your shit.
No, it's
blood.
Fucking, it's elk cereal.
It's elk cereal.
Yeah.
And why don't we do, okay, pivot on flavor profiles.
And Ari's has drugs hidden in it.
Yeah, like, Ari's, and there's only 25% less inside the box, so you feel like you're getting ripped off.
Yeah.
I think we do comic cereals.
Yeah.
And you put them on the counters and people it would be great.
It's a good idea.
Yeah, okay. Comic cereals. Good. I've been thinking about that for a long time. Actually, just yesterday I was eating a breakfast burrito and I was like, why isn't this in a cereal?
Oh, let me tell you what happened at the store.
Yes.
So I flew to LA because I have to follow up for the doctor that did this nerve surgery, right?
Yeah.
So it's been 12 weeks, and he's like, I needed to see you in person. So I fly in the day before, and I stay near the that medical district, which is in Beverly Hills.
I know that area, yeah.
So
my cardiologist is right there.
Yeah, so it's like a huge medical area in L.A. So I stay at a hotel nearby, and I'm there on a Sunday for a Monday appointment in the morning. So on Sunday, I have some time to kill. I walk around and, you know, there's a bunch of shopping there. So I walk into a store and it's my favorite time of year because it's fucking light jacket season, which is all I wear, especially on stage. You know, I wear bombers on stage.
Yeah.
So
light
I walk
jacket
into,
season.
It's the best, dude. And hoodies and sweatshirts. It's like the best time of year. So I walk into the store and you know, someone's like, can I help you? I'm like, yeah, do you have any jackets like this? And he's like, well, let me grab
what's the name of the store?
I don't remember.
Okay.
So,
just any old store on that thing?
Yeah, but it's like, you know, it's
a fashion store.
Like a fashion, like a luxury store, right? Or like, you know, designer clothes or whatever.
Yeah.
So it's one of the, I guess, department stores or something. So I walk in and he's like, I'll pull some for you. So I tell him kind of what I'm looking for. He pulls a few jackets. I put them on. I like these two. He's like, that one looks a little big. Let me go get the next size down. I go, okay. So,
by the way, now you're excited. You're like, oh, it does look big.
And it is kind of big.
Oh, wow.
So he's like, I'll bring it here, meaning like where you're standing. So I'm like, okay. So he leaves, and now I'm just a guy standing. Like, I'm just standing still. And I'm not shopping anymore. Like, I'm not curious of what they have. I've already walked around.
Yeah.
So I just look like, I guess I'm just standing.
Just waiting. Like starting a line.
And everybody has masks on. So we're all in masks. So I'm just standing there. This store also has like some nice seats, like sofas within mm-hmm. the middle of the store. So, you know, they look like designs, but you can obviously sit on them. So there's a few people sitting there And at one point, I'm just standing, and I'm just kind of like waiting. And then I just kind of walk over here, I guess, to like look at something. And this young black dude goes, "You a secret shopper?" Right? You a secret shopper. I think he's just like making funny banter.
Like a secret shopper, like they used to have that as a funny bone, is that there would be a guy that would write a review of the show.
I thought he meant like...
That's what I would think he'd mean.
I thought he was saying it like, "Did you go to church today?" Like having fun.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, like busting balls. Like, playing with you.
Playing with me. So yeah. He goes, "You a secret shopper?" Without even thinking, I go, "Yeah." He goes, he said, "Yeah." To his crew. And I was like... I thought he meant like, "Are you one of Santa's helpers?"
Yeah.
Your secret shop. So I was like, "Yeah."
"You want to Santa's helpers?"
Yeah. So he said, "Yeah." He said, "Yeah." He ain't even buying nothing. Look at him. And I'm like,
"What?" You're about to get knocked out. Yeah. Now. You're like, "Okay."
And he's like, he's not even touching nothing. And they're talking about me.
In front of you.
But he's the only one. His friends are not saying anything. So he's like, he ain't touched nothing. He's just standing there. And I'm like, "Where do you want me to stand?" And he's like, "So you doing your job right now?" And I'm like, "What?" He goes, "Are you doing your job?" And I go, "I'm buying a jacket." And he goes, "Oh, you buying a jacket?" But I don't have a jacket with me.
Yeah, you're waiting for it.
I'm waiting for it. I'm like, they're getting a jacket for me. I'm like confessing to the guy. I'm like, "I like jackets." And he's like,
"I'm a big fan. It's light jacket season."
Yeah, it's light jacket season. This is the fall. Later in a few
my
months,
favorite time of year.
In a few months, I'll get a heavy jacket, but right now it's not time yet. You know. So he's like, "Okay," and then he's like, "You know, look at him." Just like he keeps talking about me, and I'm like, he's like, "Where's your you're not shopping?" I go, "They're pulling a jacket. Where do you want me to stand?
Yeah.
Should I not stand here? Like I'm standing where we were doing it." So he's telling his friend, and his friend's like kind of like nodding. And I never do this. You know, I never do this. I immediately go, "I'm a comedian."
With no context.
Yeah, at all.
That sounds so fucking weird.
Yeah, it's so weird.
"I'm a comedian."
Yeah. And then his friend goes, "He's a comedian, right?"
If that's not a shirt, Tom's picture here. Yeah. Real excited. "I'm a comedian." And then a picture on the back. "He said he a comedian."
He said he a comedian. I'm like, "Oh, man." And then he said he a comedian
is the shirt.
Yeah.
Tom's face excited with a light jacket on. "He said he a comedian."
I'm putting together because I realize what he's accusing me of. He's like accusing me of being a like an undercover security guy is eyeballing... Oh. I guess in his eyes, black shoppers at a designer, you know, at a up and high end store, and that I'm like, "You gonna buy something?" Like that I'm doing that. But I want to be like, "You're the one saying it to me."
Yeah.
Like, you're saying that. So I'm like, "I don't know what to tell you, man." And so they get up, right? They get up. They all have like diamond chains on and like they have crazy designer clothes on, and I'm in a t-shirt and jeans, and I'm like, "All right, man." And so the whole time I'm like, "Will this guy come back with my fucking jacket already?" So that like,
cut to him in the back. So anyway, I told him, "I don't let people come in my mouth on the first day."
By the way, he was definitely that kind of guy. So this group walks like, I don't know, 10, 15 feet away. And I'm still standing in the spot waiting, like, "Will you please bring my fucking jacket?"
Yeah.
Because I actually at this point look like I'm doing nothing. So the kid that had like said, because he's definitely like, I don't know, he looks like he's in his late 20s or something. We all have our masks on. He pulls his mask down and he is like, "We are allowed to be here." And I was like, "What?" He's like, "This guy, you know," he's like, I could shop here too. And I was like, "Great. I promise there's a jacket coming." If you just hang out. This guy will be back with a jacket in a few minutes, and you'll see that I'm not security.
Sweet.
And then he's, like, standing there, and they're standing there, his friend's on his phone, and I'm like, "Fucking Google me, man. TOMSEG.
I'm on Netflix.
You are a.
I'm on Netflix.
They fucking hang out there and then leave. 10 minutes later, the guy comes down. I'm like, how the fuck? How many jackets do you have back there where you can't pull? So it took like 20 minutes. And then they just like accused me of being a security guy that like felt like, of course, it had like racial implications.
Would you recognize this guy if you saw him in a rap video? Like, if he's covered in diamonds and designer clothes, it's like there's a certain profile of a person that shops on Rodeo Drive. It's usually people with tons of fucking money. So like I'm saying, like if he's got, I mean, he's got to be, you know, if he's talking like that, he said he a comedian. He's probably not a lawyer or a doctor. I'm guessing.
I mean, that was like his crew.
And by the way, and a lawyer and a doctor don't just start lowering their masks, talking shit. Like, I'm assuming with that attitude,
I don't know if he's in the entertainment industry. I don't know if he's in entertainment. I really don't. I mean, like, I didn't think
this might be a YouTube influencer.
He could be. Yeah, he could be anything. He could have any job.
He's going to, I hope he finds us, and then we get to have him on the podcast, and then he can apologize.
He would definitely never apologize.
I bet he will. I bet he will. I believe in this guy.
You believe in him?
Hey, yeah. What's his name? Or we don't know his name.
Yeah, we don't.
We gotta find him.
Okay.
Let's go to the store, see if they bought anything. Track back receipts.
I did tell the salesman what happened.
What did he say?
He was like, yeah, sorry.
No.
Like, I was just blowing a guy in the back. Sorry I took so long. Great. Thanks.
I wonder if
there's a terrible feeling. It's a terrible feeling.
Well, it's crazy about, I wonder, is what's a terrible feeling? Being mistaken for a cop?
Well, in that context of like, not just being, I guess.
Being accused of being racist when you weren't doing
anything. It was like, it was not spoken, but it was implied. Like, what, you don't think we have the right to be? I wanted to tell the guy, by the way, I never even noticed you and your group were here.
Yeah.
You called my attention. You were like, are you, I turned around. I was like, what? I was like, I never even noticed them.
That's, yeah, being mistaken as being a racist,
like when they left, I was like, can you believe these black motherfuckers said this shit? And they were like,
it's weird because you can't, like, you can't even call the cops on anyone anymore, because if you call the cops on someone who is of color, it's more than just calling the cops. You're really risking their lives, because the belief is that the cops come to shoot and shoot to kill.
Right.
And so
wait, are you suggesting that I should have called the cops in that scenario?
No.
Hey guys, I don't like the way they said stuff about me.
No.
Like 10 cops show up. Who, these guys? And I'm like, yeah, man, right there.
kill them all. I'm thinking about George Perez posted a video. Did you see it today? George Perez posted a video of this white guy talking to a Mexican guy about leaf blowers.
I've seen that video.
Where the guy gets out of the fucking car.
Fucking unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
And the guy filming is like, okay, all right, I'm out of here.
I'm trying to get in your face.
I'm out of here.
And I mean, that is like, that's so interesting, because there's such a fucking, my connection was this, is there's such a pandemic of people videotaping and calling people out, and like that guy did, and that I wonder if that kid is just going like, this happens to me so much, he starts seeing it everywhere. So just any white person standing too close to him, he's like, oh, I know what you are, you know? And you're like, that's not what I was saying it was at all. And then they're like, then what is it? And
right.
You're like, oh, shit.
Yeah. The funny thing, the weird thing is honestly to have your attention called not facing someone. Do you know what I mean?
You weren't even facing them.
Dude, the first time the guy said something to me, I had to go like this and be like, yeah. Like, literally, I was not even facing them.
That is interesting. There's times you feel guilty. When you haven't done anything. And then you're like, but, and then you say, because you're unaware of the situation, you say the worst thing possible.
Dude, I almost tried to FaceTime Talib Kweli and be like, hey, man. And they'll be like, who's that? Like, one of my friends.
One of my friends. Yeah. You recognize him?
Yeah.
I almost had to FaceTime Talib Kweli.
Yeah, I'm fucking about to be like, hey man, will you tell them?
What do you talk to Talib Kweli about?
I mean, anything.
Like what?
It could be.
You just call him up and go, how's your day?
Something. No, it's just like, what did we just text about? Something fun. I'd say he saw something I did, and then I might text him about a song, music, something fun. Yeah. It was his birthday. Gave him a shout out to his birthday. You know,
really? Like, how old is he?
How old is he?
Is he like our age?
Yeah, like, well, more like my age.
Not like more like my age. Mm. I think he's my age. Mm. Find out how old Talib Kweli is. What a beautiful name. Talib Kweli. Talib Kweli. Put in a, I would love to listen to. He was born in 19, no. I'm jealous of most deaf's beard.
Okay.
He was my age.
Closer to your age.
Closer to my age. Where did he grow up?
In Brooklyn.
Yeah. I had Ron Artest on the podcast.
Yeah.
And he watched your dunk video.
Yeah.
It's maybe the best thing I've ever had on my podcast.
Really?
Possibly.
Yeah.
Possibly. He grew up in the Queensbridge housing projects.
Uh-huh.
Queensbridge is fucking fascinating. Doing over, first of all, I didn't even realize there. I didn't realize. Pull up Queensbridge housing projects aerial view. I didn't even realize how big these were. It's the largest housing project in the world.
In the world?
Fact check that. I don't know.
Okay.
Do you remember? I don't know if I ever told you a story about Timely Ant. Look at how big the Queensbridge housing project is. Go to a picture. Look at that. It's fucking massive.
That is massive. Holy shit.
Yeah, and so he would describe blocks as in that's
God damn.
That's fuck. I can't remember the name of the group. Mobb Deep. That's Mobb Deep's block. That's Nas's block. That's, you know, that's how he knew a block. And I was like, oh, that's kind of interesting. Do you remember the time?
That's how you ran into Nas?
No.
I didn't say a fucking word. He was as where close to me as you are right now.
Where would you see him?
Yeah, Tampa.
What,
at our hotel.
Wait, what?
Yeah, we were both performing the same night, different venues, obviously.
Wait.
And we literally, they had told us there was a lot going on. I was at the Straws. And
oh, I'm at the Straws.
Yeah. So I was doing shows there. And I fucking, they're like, they were talking about leaving for the show. They go, we should leave early. And I don't like getting to the venue early.
Yeah, I hate that.
So I was like, no, I like to get there. And they're like, no, but it's crazy in Tampa tonight. I go, what's going on? They're like, well, there's this rock thing. There's a second rock concert. One's like outdoors. One's in this thing. Then there's this other festival that Nas is doing. I was like, Nas is doing it? And they're like, yeah, he's like headlining that. And then there's your shows at the Straws. So it's like, they're like, is a lot going on. It's going to be crazy out there. We should leave early. It's like, all right. And then we kind of just joked around that, you know, it's crazy that Nas is here. And then we went to the gym and we walk out of the gym to go to the elevators. He gets off the elevators and goes to the restaurant. And I go, we're going to the restaurant. So we were like, whoop, and we walked right over to the hostess stand. And he was where you are, like in front of us getting a table. And we were, I was like, do I say something?
What were you going to say?
I'm a rapper too. So, no, you know, I actually was going to say something about podcasting because we had reached out to his publicist about having him on the podcast. And they said they would do it, but not at the, they weren't available at the time. And I was like, I was like, just keep that relationship going. But anyways, they put them, his crew outside on this balcony. And we sat inside. And I was like, I'm not going to say anything. But it was just wild that like he was like this close. And I couldn't think of something to say. And then the next morning, Chuck was there, Charlie.
Yeah.
And he was like, he texted me. He was like, how's your morning? And I'm like, fine, I just got up. He goes, have you rode the elevator with Nas today? And I was like, no. He was like, yes, I did.
I got in the elevator with Missy Elliott one time.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That was it.
It was
rode in the elevator with 50 a couple weeks ago and talked to him.
50, I think. Miss Pat says 50 Cent is probably gives the best dick out of all the rappers.
I was going to talk about something else, but go ahead.
Oh, wait. So, wait. Let's talk about rappers who can fuck.
Wait. So, who said this?
Miss Pat. We were talking about rappers who fuck. And she said, goes, 50 Cent. She guarantees 50 Cent gives pipe. Like, fucking, he fucks.
Okay.
And I was like, that's interesting. When you think of rappers, like, I bet Method Man is a generous lover, right? Like, I think he's like, I bet he, because he's been with his wife, he's in love with his wife, doesn't, never cheated, solid fucking dude.
How do you know all this?
Because I'm a big fan of Method Man. And one of the things I love about Method Man, when I fell in love with Method Man, was they used to do this thing, 24 Diary on MTV, you're watching the Diary of Method Man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so a girl tried to kiss him outside a tour bus one time, and he went, whoa, what the fuck are you doing? She was like, no, and he goes, she's like, I'm a fan. And he goes, if you're a fan of me, then respect my wife. I'm in love with my wife. I remember he said that, and like, it was shot in a way where you were like, I don't think he knows, he's not trying to put this out there. Like, he just is, that's who he is. And I kind of always looked up to him because of that. And he did an interview the other day, and it was just so fucking honest. That's what I like about Method Man. He's just so honest. He was like, you know, we got to go over abroad because all the money kind of dried up over here for us rappers of our age. So we do a lot of overseas shows. I was like, just that honesty like that. Yeah. I was like, I kind of really respect it. But I love Method Man. I don't know what. Oh, we were talking about lovers.
No, you were saying who gives good dick in rap.
that was the point.
Yeah.
Sorry, Nadav. This is such a great time. We should auction that off.
Yeah. Well, these new sets have just been getting better and better. Yeah. Hey, you're on your way today. Good job, man.
I think I got a cold headache.
Yeah, that was
cool. A lot of coldness.
Yeah.
All right. My conundrum.
Okay.
And I put this out to the people listening. My daughters are cursed.
Because?
Because they all the cool people are going to be fans of us.
What cool people?
Cool people. People watch this.
Okay.
Cool people.
Okay.
And you can't date a guy who's a fan of your dad's.
Right.
So they're cursed because they have to date dorks.
What if it's somebody who's cool who doesn't like you?
They're not cool then. they're not cool. There's something wrong with them.
Right.
I'm always shocked that someone doesn't like me. I'm always blown away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, how about when somebody, you ever meet somebody and you're like, oh, like you're just kind of meeting them. You're like, it's cool. And then comedy comes up and they tell you comedy they like and you're like, oh.
Oh, it's so telling.
It's so deflating though. You're like, that's what you like?
Yeah.
And they start mentioning names and you have to be like, no, yeah, no, funny, good person.
By the way, I'm not talking shit about this person, but I will say.
Don't.
Nope. Oh, yeah, that's right. I don't talk shit about people anymore. Yeah,
don't.
I forgot. Fucking got fucking water all over my shirt. Yeah, I'm not talking shit about persons.
Okay.
But like when you say, like, what comics do you like? And they go, I'm not talking shit about this person because I like this person. I'm trying to think of the right name. And they're like, but they name a cast member on SNL who isn't a comedian. And you're like, no, I asked you what comedians you like. And they're And then I go, okay, you don't know anything about comedy.
Yeah.
Like, you like that. You're a fan of that person. They are very funny.
Yes.
Like, I think someone I absolutely think is brilliant is, who's the girl that did the baby hand sketch?
I don't know.
Do you ever know, what's that lady's name? Kristen Wiig.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Kristen Wiig is
brilliant.
Fucking awesome.
Yeah, she's
but she's not a trained, she's not a comedian. I mean,
right.
She is a comedian.
I know
But
what
she's
you're
not
saying.
A comic. Right. She's not like, doesn't do stand-up.
She's not a stand-up.
So when people go, oh my God, Kristen Wiig.
Yeah, you're like,
funniest.
Oh, I'm talking about stand-up.
Yeah, and like, Will Ferrell. And you're like, he doesn't do stand-up. What are we talking about here?
And then
they go, oh, I don't know.
Or somebody goes, I love, you know, it's the equivalent of somebody being like, I love music. And you're like, who do you like? And they go, the Beatles.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, but like anything else? And they're like, the Rolling Stones. And you're like, you just mean like the most famous bands ever?
Yeah. Who do you like? Chris, George Carlin is good. Chappelle, Woody Allen.
Yeah, yeah.
Dave Chappelle. I'm a big fan of Dave Chappelle. Like, if you say you're a fan of Dave Chappelle to me, I go, we all are.
Right.
We
that's
all are.
Given.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Name someone I don't know so I know how much you know about comedy.
Right. And then if they give me, if they give me like actual names, which I'm like, okay, but those names don't resonate with me, it's like part of you feels like you're dying.
And if my daughter brings home someone and says, and I go, and he's like, so Georgia tells me you're a comedian. And I go, I am. Because I, done a couple open mics myself.
Oh, boy.
Immediately, I'm like, well, getting rid of this fucking kid.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, I'm a big fan of comic. I go, who do you like? And he's like, fucking, ha, ha, ha. And I don't like them.
Yeah.
That kid's fucked.
Yeah.
That kid's fucked. And so I need him. So here's the deal. I only think cool people are fans of what I'm fans of. Like, if you want a kid to come home with Georgia and go, and he goes, I'm a fan of comic. I go, who do you like? He goes, Dave Attell. And then I'm like, oh, I fucking love this kid.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah, but
somebody
then,
says that, then you're like, yeah.
Patrice O'Neill, Elf in the Room is probably my favorite special. I'm like, and now I just realize I'm looking for my daughter to fall in love with someone that's exactly like me.
Yeah, yeah.
Where he goes, he's like, I like drinking and working out. I'm like, oh, that's me. But like, she's fucked. Imagine if Georgia.
I bet you it's somebody who's like, yeah, comedy. Well, I'm not really into comedy.
You know, that's who Georgia's gonna fall in love with.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, there's no way in hell George meets a guy and she's like, "What are you into?" And he goes, "I'm a big fan of your dad's." And she'll be like, immediately Georgia will be like, "Dead to me."
Oh, right, right.
Fucking, she will like, I'll never. He could be the most best looking guy in the world, and she'll be like, "Man, hard pass." Next,
it's gonna be somebody who's like, "Oh yeah, you do that thing, the device, right? That where you take."
By the way, I don't know what you're talking about, but I thought you called me the device. Is your dad's name the device?
Yeah.
The machine? No, not the device.
The device. And you're like, no, you correct him. You're like, I'm the machine.
I'm
the machine. He's like, yeah, I heard something about it.
You're like the beast or the animal, right? They call you the animal, the monster. No one calls me the monster. He's like, Georgia calls you the monster.
Yeah, yeah.
No, but it sucks because I like cool people I respect, right?
Yeah,
like the shit I like. Like,
yeah,
we're all of us. If any of my friends, anyone that is in what we do, we'll all like the same shit,
yeah.
Right? And all our friends are like, oh yeah, Two Bears, One Cave is a good podcast. Collectively, yeah. I don't think any of our friends thinks the show is horrible, and I think people watching it like it. But I only want the people watching this I think they're cool.
You only want the people watching this to date your daughter.
No, I don't. I don't, but what if she comes in and he's just like, I don't, like, it just stinks that I've fucking gotten rid of a whole swath of cool kids.
Maybe he'll line up with you on something completely that you like, because you also are like, you know, like you, but what if he's like, he plays golf and he likes baseball and you're like, oh, okay, these are things you like.
I love this.
Right, but then like comedy, he's like, I've never even really watched comedy. Then you're like, okay, but then he doesn't not like you. He's just not even aware.
But then he's got the thunderstorm coming his way called the machine.
Yeah,
where he's all of a sudden within a week he's gonna be like, your dad is the funniest fucking human being. If you knew nothing about comedy and then you go to fucking dinner with me, you're gonna be like, By the way, I have a wide open fucking view of shit I can throw your way where you're gonna fucking lose your mind. And then by the way, I'm thinking about this as if I'm dating these guys.
Yeah, yeah, you are.
Like, here's the thing. Is that your boys, I wonder if this happens to, like, I'm not equivalating us to Mark Wahlberg.
Okay.
But Mark Wahlberg's kids, he's got kids. So, like, and, like, how do you not want to be friends with a kid who's obviously cool? Mark Wahlberg's kids are going to be cool because Mark Wahlberg's their dad. And then also Mark Wahlberg is their dad, and you get to meet Mark Wahlberg. Like, how do you sift out through that shit?
Yeah, it's a challenge for sure. I'm sure it is. They probably have conversations. Like, you probably also develop an innate sense of who has a genuine interest in you and who doesn't. I mean, you kind of get it yourself now, like, right? A little bit, like, when you can tell that if somebody is, like, connecting with you on a genuine level or whether it's like that you're an entertainer, right? You start to like, you do that. So I'm sure if you're a kid, yeah, you're the kid of some like a notable person, then you probably develop a sense of, hey, this person is interested in me because of who my parents are.
See, that's why you're lucky, because you're getting to do this. You're getting to think about this before you do this. Like, you were famous, and then you had kids, but you were famous already, and then all that, as your kids grow up, you'll have kind of eyes on that. Like, I never had the eyes on that. My kids, all of a sudden, it was like, they were in like fifth grade, and I was fucking working for Travel Channel, and I was doing nothing, and then all of a sudden, a couple Netflix specials come out, and then all of a sudden, Two Bears, and you know, we start doubling down on Two Bears, and then all of a sudden, you're like, fuck, it kind of fucks up a kid's life.
I mean, does it? Does it fuck up their life?
I mean, when I was a kid, if my dad was fucking famous, yeah, I would have fucking loved that.
Yeah, you're the personality that would definitely have run, I mean, with like, that. I like, could, if your dad was like Dan Marino, you would have been,
I remember,
not bearable.
I would have made sure everyone said my last name when they met me.
Yeah.
Hey, Dan. I was like, my name's Dan Marino. Like, if I was his son,
yeah,
and my name was Dan Marino also, I'd be like, yeah, call me Dan Marino. Actually, call me just number 12.
Yeah.
Whatever his number is.
Sure.
It's kind of an interesting, I don't know, it's kind of interesting to think that, like, you don't realize what you're doing, how different you're making your children's lives by, yeah, work, by, and I put so much shit out there.
Yeah.
That you go, oh. And then you just, one day you're just sitting like, going like, oh, he's a cool kid. And your daughter's like, yeah, he's a fan of yours. I don't want to fucking talk to him. And you're like, yeah, but that's what's cool about him.
That's what's cool about him?
Well, yeah, he's a cool kid. He gets it.
Yeah.
He gets it. He knew who I was. And like, yeah, fucking, he's like, dude, Two Bears, One Case, fucking hilarious. Fucking Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, fuck yeah, man. Yeah. Like, there's a fucking Jennifer Aniston for your safety. Oh, come on, man. That's the best. And I'm like, love this guy.
Love this guy.
Yeah, yeah, fucking love this guy. Who doesn't love a fan of Burt's?
And you think George is going to be like,
oh. Oh, my God.
Can't stand it. I get it, though, because don't you remember thinking that no matter what, your parents are lame for a certain period?
Oh, I remember my skin.
Whatever your parents like, you're like, oh, crawling. God.
We went through college tours, and like, kids were coming up, recognizing me, and they're like, oh, shit. And you could just see George be like, I want to go here. And you're just like, oh, no, am I ruining it for you? So I told her, I said, it was funny because I said to her then, I was like, hey, why don't you do these college tours with your mom? And by the way, no joke, breaks my heart to not be able to do something like that with her. That's all I want to do. That's all I want to do.
Yeah.
Like, I want to do it more than anything in the world. I love that kid more than anyone, more than I've ever loved anything in the world is that those two human beings.
Yeah.
Way more than Leanne. Barely have feelings towards Leanne's compared to how much I love these kids.
Yeah, yeah.
And so to go and look at colleges with her, it's like a fucking, this is the next step of her life. I want to be a part of that decision. And to know that my presence ruins it, that me being there turns it into something completely different for her.
Yeah.
And it fucking sucks so bad. However, that thing that ruins it for her is also the thing that will pay for her to go to college. That's complicated.
I get what you mean.
And so I told her, I said, and it was good and bad. And I talked to her two days ago. I said, hey, you know, we're talking about colleges. I said, why don't you and your mom and Isla go look at colleges? I think it would be easier for you guys that way. And she goes, I want you there. And I was like, I know, but I think I ruin it for everyone. So just you guys go. And she was like, I don't care that you ruin it. I know that it becomes something very different. And she's like, you know, I don't know, just maybe shave off your beard. And I was like, not doing that. Out of your fucking mind. Like, fucking grow back a goddamn beard. You don't know how fucking fat I am. Shave off this beard and I look real sad. Like fucking.
How big of a check would you need to do that like right now? To shave it, like how much money?
Right now?
If somebody was like, I'll pay you to shave it.
Knowing that it'll grow back.
Yeah, it's going to grow back.
Just shave it off right now.
Just shave it off right now. Be real.
No, I get all the money. No, yeah, agents, managers.
Yeah. It's going to grow back within, you know, it starts growing back tomorrow.
Yeah. Probably $150,000.
Oh my God. And then you'd shave it.
Yeah. $150,000, I'd shave my beard. Yeah, $150,000. I was going to say $1 million, but then I was like, obviously anyone would say, you'd cut half of my dick off for $1 million. Not really, but does not have to cut. But yeah, $150,000. I saw, you got me into watches, and I keep looking at, I really wish I could get, now there's watches I want now. Like, I never wanted a watch.
Yeah.
You talked about this stupid fucking green watch, and now I'm like, and so now I'm looking at, like, things I want. There's a watch I want, and then I was like, oh, I wonder what the nicest version of that watch is.
Yeah.
And it was $149,000. And I was like, I'll never afford that. But then I think, if you say, shave off your beard and I get that watch, then I'm cool.
Yeah, because you can just go buy that watch.
I'd go buy that watch.
You go with your hairless
fat
face?
Fat fucking face. Yeah. Fat fucking disgusting little small-mouthed face. I outgrew my mouth. Do you realize that?
No.
Like, I outgrew my mouth. Like, my mouth, when I was younger, was humongous.
Yeah.
And then I got so fat that now it's this tiny little fucking cock-sucking mouth. Fucking hate my fucking face. Do you know what it's like to look in a mirror? Like, sometimes... It's the hardest I've ever heard Nadav laugh. That's the hardest I've ever heard Nadav laugh. When I lose weight, people go, God damn it, your mouth looks huge. And then I think my mouth, that's why I get fat.
You think you get fat just to make your mouth not look big?
Yeah. Nadav, how are we losing weight, Nadav?
Put your headphones on right there.
Yeah.
You ever put your heads on?
Okay, hold on.
What are we going to do, Nadav? Let's get speed.
The drug?
Yeah, like they can type in doctor-prescribed weight loss medication.
I think any weight loss medication will do that. I think all weight loss medication, like Stacker 2 or something, right?
No, I want doctor-prescribed speed.
Yeah, we'll get that if you want. I mean, I'm probably going to do it the old-fashioned way.
What, not lose it? That's the old-fashioned way.
No,
just talk about it aggressively.
That's not the old-fashioned way to lose weight. No, I'm gonna I honestly think it's gonna fall off me once I actually start putting some weight, because I have not put any effort into losing weight in years. So I think the second I even like lift my arm something heavy, like it's just gonna come off.
Are you motivated to?
Yeah,
you are.
Yeah.
What made you? Why are you motivated?
You know, just some clothes that used to be loose on me are starting to get tight. I'm like, I don't like that. I don't want to go up a size. And that's the biggest motivating factor.
Just that? Just clothes?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, because then you have to accept, like, oh, shit, I have to now get another size up.
Yeah, you're right. It's
a
shitty feeling.
And that shit sucks.
That sucks.
Yeah. How much do you weigh right now, Nadav?
I think I'm somewhere between 260 and 270, something like that.
No.
I wear it really well.
You do. You don't look 260.
That's what, a lot of people that see me, they're like, oh, you're a lot less fat than I thought. And then there's people that say the other thing, too.
What's the other thing?
You're way more fatter than I thought.
That's so funny. That's not what I thought when I first met you. I was like, you're so red.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't expect you to be that red.
Well, that's what Irish guys are. They're fucking red. Yeah.
They don't make, there's gotta be an NFT, not NFT, but like, just on how rare a red-headed Jewish person is.
What?
Not that rare.
For
not
real?
That rare. Yeah.
Are you into redheads, Nadav?
Sure. I mean, like, I don't think I have like a hair color that I'm into.
Do you don't have a, do you have a preference? You don't.
I mean, I have one preference.
Just a hole?
No.
Oh.
No. You know, Catholic, Christian. So like
Okay. All right. Yeah. That's your preference.
All right. What's our thing, Nadav? How are we going to do this?
Well, I mean, I was going to go into keto, intermittent fasting, and working out.
Okay. Here's the problem with keto, though. Keto's a trick.
No, I've done it. Like, I lost 60 pounds.
He's saying, what Bert's saying to you is that it's about, that's going to be to lose weight, and then you're going to get off keto.
Right. It's a kickstart, and then you maintain.
Right. But why not just do... something that's more sustainable, like from the beginning.
Yeah.
Do you think I'm way more than Nadav?
Do you weigh more than Nadav?
I don't think you do.
No. I mean, you said you didn't, unless you're lying.
Yeah, your number is lower. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Are you lying?
I don't think you're 247.
I think I'm probably 256.
I think that's probably.
I mean, if we're being honest,
yeah.
I know how I feel.
Yeah.
I'm okay. I can start with lifting weights next week.
Yeah, Bert, like, how do you want to? Like, are you able to lift weights with your elbow?
I just am. Next week, I can start lifting weights. I've been doing rubber bands. And so, but my thing has to be diet. It has to be entirely diet. because I already work out.
See, I'm so jealous of someone like you because you have the type of body and like you're just made up where if you dial down your drinking and just eat decent,
yeah,
you'll lose 20 pounds in 2 weeks.
Oh, if I quit drinking, I'll lose weight immediately.
I know. I know.
I need to get on pills.
There you go.
Well, Bert, do you want me to be your accountability buddy?
Yeah, how do we do that? Should we text each other our meals?
Yeah, sure. You want to do that?
Okay, let's start texting. And why don't we do this? Me, you, Tom.
Uh-huh.
So that Tom knows that we're accountability buddies.
Uh-huh.
We'll text each other when we eat and what we eat.
Okay.
Okay? And even we can do pictures of what we eat. And then...
is there a goal weight?
Just 230 would be... 220 would be amazing, but at 230 I'd be comfortable with.
Okay.
Yeah.
220 would be fucking... I was 222 when I shot Hey Big Boy. And to pull up a picture of Hey Big Boy, I'm still fat as fuck.
You know what's crazy?
What?
If I lost 25 pounds right now,
mm-hmm.
I'd still be fat. 25 pounds.
Wait, later. How much do you weigh right now?
221.
That's Hey Big Boy. That's me at 220. Wait, that can't be right. But here's the question. I think that it's also... God damn it. I can actually tell you what I weighed then. What day? Do you know when I shot that? In November of...
2019.
Yeah. I'll tell you exactly what I weighed then.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, because you have that scale thing?
They used to be a podcast sponsor.
They did?
Yeah, they were a podcast sponsor of ours, and then they stopped, and I keep using them. By the way, can we get a podcast sponsor from Mugsy Jeans?
They have been podcast sponsors.
They're fucking awesome. Okay.
That's why they're shipped to your house.
That's why I'm wearing them?
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know who bought me these fucking jeans, but they're awesome.
Yeah.
I put them on. I'm sure they're not going to want my endorsement.
Well, I don't think they sponsor us anymore.
Well, it's good for fat people. Because they stretch like crazy, so they're never tight on you. Good. And they just get bigger and bigger and bigger. All right. What was the date?
November of 2019. That was when you shot Hey Big Boy.
Jesus, man, I weigh myself a lot.
Yeah?
November mm-hmm. of 2019?
Yeah.
232.
Okay.
Yeah, 233 November 30th, and we shot that right before then.
So you were saying that 230 is a good goal.
230, I still look fat as fuck. 220. I want to do 220.
220?
When was I 220? Let's see when I was 220.
That's probably not it.
Oh, what about Sober October? Okay, ready?
Yeah. But don't forget, we did severe water cuts.
No.
So that weigh-in weight is not our weight.
October 31st, 2019. October 31st.
Oh, okay, okay.
Do you want to see a picture of me October 31st, 2019?
Sure.
Nadav, can you pull up my Instagram?
Is that's the workout time? Is that the one where we worked out every day or no?
Yeah.
Is that 19 the one we did that?
Yeah. Is that the one Ari drugged me in?
That's what I'm trying to find out.
No, because did I do my special. Did Ari drug me before my special?
I don't remember. Okay. You look good there.
No, I'll show you a picture, October 31st. I can just go to my calendar. I love this fucking, I love that you can go on your phone and find a date or find a time.
Yeah.
It was Halloween. I took a picture at Halloween and everyone says I look skinny in it when you see the picture, but I think I look unhealthily skinny.
Really?
Yeah, I think I do. Go to my Instagram.
Oh, okay. I know what you're talking about, but it's going to take too much
Hawaiian
time.
Shirt.
Yeah.
I'm wearing a Hawaiian shirt with an Asian
lady. I remember that.
Yeah.
But wait, is that the workout challenge we did? Is that the year we did the workout challenge? Do you know what I'm talking about?
The workout challenge.
Where the four of us competed about who could have the highest points?
No, what was that? Was that 2018?
No, I don't think so. I thought that was 19. Am I wrong?
I don't... Okay, 2020, we didn't do it.
Right.
Right? So 2019 was when Ari drugged me.
Okay.
Because that was the last...
But this is going to take long, man.
So wait, so then what was 2018?
One was yoga. It was the yoga one. That would have been in
2000 what?
This is, let's.
I gotcha. Oh, I got the scale in January 2019.
Okay.
I got the scale in January 2019.
Okay.
And I was 245 pounds.
Okay.
I've been living at 245 pounds
for a while.
For a very long time. Okay. The skinniest I ever was that, yeah, just after Sober October.
Which was 233?
Yeah.
Okay.
229 is the skinniest.
So you want to get to 220?
225. Let's say 225 and make it fair.
Okay.
And so here's what I'm going to do. Nadav, you ready for this?
Yeah.
I am not going to drink right now. I'm going to go back to the hotel. I'm going to work out. I'm going to get on the plane, and I'm going to drink vodka. And I will not eat. I will not eat. Nadav, give me an hour that I can start eating. And I will not put any food in my lips until that hour.
You know, it's good. How about like a, like you start eating at 2 p.m.?
Sounds great, Nadav.
Like from 2 p.m. to 10 p.m. is the only time you could eat, that 8-hour window.
All right. Done deal.
Have you eaten today?
I have not eaten today. I've had some coffee and some water. That's it. So I'm not going to eat.
What time's your flight?
3. So I'll have a little something on this flight with a cocktail. And then tonight at dinner, tell me what I get to order tonight at dinner, Nadav. Salmon. How about salmon?
Nope. You're going to get a salad with just like a balsamic like vinaigrette thing, like super low calorie.
Okay. Then you have to eat fucking rocks. Okay. What the fuck are we doing to each other, Nadav? Fucking.
Dude, I like that salad. That's good shit.
God damn it. All right, Nadav, and then tomorrow, do we have a scale here, any? He definitely doesn't have a fucking scale.
Why would any have
Why would any have a scale?
I definitely don't.
All right.
Yeah, I've been 155 pretty much my whole life.
155.
Dude, I fuck chicks that are 155.
Me too.
Wait, have you ever fucked a chick bigger than you, any?
Yeah, one time. She was my first. I never did it.
The first time you ever had sex was with a girl that was bigger than you?
Bigger girl, yeah.
How much bigger?
Like double.
Oh.
Double.
Like, yeah. 300 pounds?
Oh, wait. So I was like, no, yeah, because I was skinnier back then. I was like maybe 120. So she was like.
You're just all dick at 120, huh?
Wait, how much do you think she weighs?
I guess 240. I think I'm bad at guessing.
Was she bigger than Nadav? Well, put your arms around Nadav. Put your arms around Nadav, right. Like you're doing him doggy style. Yeah. Okay, was she?
She bigger than this?
No. That's about right. This is about right. This is about this.
All right. So she's about 260, 270.
Oh, that's fucking great. Oh, that's so fucking great. Oh.
Yeah, but it was horrible. It doesn't work because.
Was she white or black?
She was white. Yeah. But it doesn't work because I'm too small, so it's like I can't throw you around. I can't do nothing, you know? Like,
Is it bad if I say fucking a black chick at 260 is different than fucking a white chick at 260?
I mean, no, that's facts. Because
I think a black chick can hold 260 better than a white chick at 260. Does that make sense?
I don't know. I've never really thought about who can hold it.
Yeah, like meaning that they carry their weight. They look... A black chick at 260 is more attractive than a white chick at 260. We never talked about me being into really dark chicks. Hey, Nadav, any, are you into very dark black women?
I think I'm going to.
What?
I'm a straight.
Is that racist?
I don't know.
He just says what he likes.
Well, yeah. What do you like? What do you like? Just white?
I mean, I've been all around. Yeah,
But just white? Pretty much just white? That's it? Pretty much any? Is that what you're trying to say to us without saying it?
Yeah, my track record has a couple of those, yeah. There's a few of those. Maybe most, yeah. Possibly.
Maybe all of them?
And then Nadav just likes to stay away from Jays. And then
from Jays.
Yep. You like super dark?
We were watching that movie, and for whatever reason, I was like, I find it very sexy.
Yeah.
It's funny, like immediately I went to the chick on the second row on the first right
do
there.
Do you like that juxtaposition though of like that dark with your cum on it?
By the way, I haven't even thought of that.
Oh, really?
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. That, I think that's sexy. I don't know why. It's so interesting though, things that I was attracted to as a younger guy, all of a sudden I'm attracted to very different things now. Like, I was never attracted to chicks with freckles or like light skinned, fair skinned.
Yeah.
Ever. And then I had sex with Leanne and I was like, oh my God, I found that so sexy.
Yeah.
So sexy. And like never attracted to redheads in my entire life. And I think Jessica Chastain's probably one of the fucking most beautiful women alive.
Like, this just happened last night.
Last night, I'm like, oh, I hear you. I was like, I'm really into really dark black chicks.
Yeah.
I wonder what I'm not into. You know, I'm less into blonde chicks than I used to be.
Yeah.
I used to be, it had to be blonde hair that or nothing.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, eh.
Yeah, I was very much into blondes too.
And you still are.
I mean, yeah, but I'm saying it was like I only ended up talking to, you know what I mean? I didn't realize how much it was a preference until I was like, oh, I was in these different rooms.
I only talked to blondes.
Like, I go to a party and like you'd see beautiful women, but I'd only end up talking to the blondes.
Shut up. Yeah. I wonder if that, and you're coded that way,
yeah,
where you find yourself you don't even, your body just does it. You don't even realize.
That's what I'm saying.
It
was like, it wasn't just like people would think that like you're saying, oh, she's blonde, I will talk. It wasn't like that. It was that there's 10 women here, and at the end of the night, you're like, I only talked to the two blonde girls.
All right, guys, send us a style of chick, a type of chick that we didn't know we were into, so we can Google pictures of them. Like, type in hot gray-haired woman.
Okay.
Like, I want to see a hot gray-haired woman. Right now in my head, I'm not looking.
Send an email to twobearsonecave@gmail.com. That's the number 2, the word bears, the number 1, the word cave@gmail.com.
Right now, I'm not looking. I cannot picture a hot gray-haired woman. In my head, I can't picture it.
Now, you're not talking about what the like young women do now where they like make their hair gray.
Not like Billie Eilish. I want...
Eyelash?
Oh, whoa.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Oh, fucking just click the link. 2015 best hot women with gray hair. Holy shit. I bet Whitney Cummings would look great with gray hair.
I think she's probably done that in the last year.
Yeah, I bet she has. Is this Pinterest? Oh, my God. Fuck yeah. But there is a more mature look.
All right,
real quick.
I got to pee.
Well, okay, hold on.
What?
The guy sent these in, and I wanted to read them.
What is it?
You go pee, I'll read them.
Okay.
So, guys, I was concerned, by the way, I just realized I'm not going to be able to read this out loud. I was concerned about things I was going to have to do as an empty nester with my wife, and I was worried about it. And you guys sent in some great, 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 great ideas. Not all of them really apply to my life. Number 1, Bert, these are empty nester ideas that you can do with your wife when your kids go to college. Number 1, Bert, you can fuck and smoke weed all day. My wife and I are recent empty nesters, and we fucking love it. We became raging stoners, and they have a regular fuck fest every day. Oh, my God. Hey, Mans, we should go to a sex store on our way home. Okay.
I'll write that note for him.
We should go to a sex store. There's sex stores all over Houston, Texas. Did you notice that? Or Austin, Texas. Did you notice that?
I think there's, yeah, I think I drive by one on the way home from here.
I'm driving by one. I'm going to stop and get some toys.
I think there's really good sex stores also in L.A.
I'm not in L.A. I'm only in Austin.
Oh, I see.
And you can't shit where you eat, Nadav. You can't go into a sex store in L.A. and they're like, Bert. And you're like, oh, hey, what's up?
Wait, why not?
Because, I don't know.
Because why?
Wait, where is the sex stores in L.A.?
What do you mean? There's a whole, but like there's the Hustler one. There's all sorts.
Everywhere.
Pull in best male sex toys. And I'm gonna go find this toy today.
I think it's just gonna be like cock rings and stuff.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Do you mean sex toys like for me, so that
for me to play with you for by myself?
Yeah. There's gonna be probably the
some sleeves.
One that you haven't tried would probably be the prostate massage. That'd probably be one.
Pull it up.
All right. So there's a masturbator one that you kind of like a fleshlight type thing.
Well, this took a turn, Tom. Sorry, you're coming back to the bathroom to hear this.
What?
Annie and I are Googling prostate massagers.
That sounds cool.
I think just it's a vibrating dildo that we'd put in my ass.
Have you done that yet?
No, we're looking for empty nest.
You don't have to be an empty nester to do that, do you?
What's that thing? Is that a ring?
Yeah.
Best cock ring.
It's the best cock ring.
But yeah, aren't cock rings for girls?
What?
No, I think they're for guys.
What do you do with them?
You put them on your cock.
No, but it's there. The pleasure's for the girl.
No.
Not necessarily.
Yeah, well,
it's both.
And you can get the one where it like cinches your balls too, like pulls them down.
We're definitely going to a sex store on our way home, man. What's this? Another great single use stroke pocket pool shot. Oh, those are those eggs. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. All right, you got to clean that. Keep going. I'm not putting that in my asshole. Keep going. What is this? The Love Honey Bionic Bullet.
That's like a cock ring that does it all. So it like gets your balls, it gets your dick, it gets her clit, it gets everything.
Jesus, Any, do you fuck a lot?
I mean, I have fun, you know, every now and then, yeah.
Yeah, masturbating sleeves, you can't just use that in your bunk on the bus and then walk it to the bathroom like, sorry, guys. I'm gonna throw this in the microwave real quick. Get it warm. Take a zero flip. What they need is one of those that cleans itself. Oh, here we go. Hold on. What's this B-Vibe rimming plug?
You know what that's all about.
Is that going in your asshole?
Pretty sure.
For a guy?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You put that in your asshole and then it...
I don't, but you could.
Hold on one second. I'm being dead serious. A guy can put that in his asshole. Can you read what that says? The B-Vibe is a...
The B-Vibe is the only butt plug on the market that simulates rimming or analingus using rotating beads. While it doesn't feel as pleasurable as a partner's tongue, it feels pretty damn good and doesn't require you to ferociously clean out beforehand. While not necessary with a partner, I highly recommend you do. It's also a simple entry for men who want to explore anal play but aren't quite ready to shove a dildo in there yet.
Hold on. You put that in your asshole and then you come?
Order two.
Order. Hey, by the way, that's a fun thing to do next week is we put them in and then we control each other's... And see who can best we can get. Wait, hold on. Empty nest email. Sorry, guys. New hobbies. Become a swinger. I'm going to pass on that. New hobbies. Bert, you can jerk off whenever, wherever. I already do that. Spontaneous travel. And I do that as well. You guys, these are really great. I'm going to take these home and I'm going to read these, share those with the land.
Those are great recommendations. Hey, travel more. Jerk off.
Jerk off everywhere. Smoke weed. Go fuck your wife. Fuck your wife. Your neighbor's wife.
Yeah. Okay.
What's that?
We got to run.
Is there anything we left? Well, next week we'll talk about beard maintenance.
Yes, we will.
Okay. Oh, and what? I want to do a live event in Cuba. Two Bears Live in Cuba.
That's a good idea.
Right?
Yeah.
We'll fly together there.
I think we have to
shoot some stuff there.
Jump through a couple of hoops first to get that to happen. But yeah, I think we could do it.
All right.
Okay. We'll see you in Cuba.
All right. Love you.
I love you too. Bye.
Bert and Tom, Tom and Bert. One goes topless while the other wears a shirt. Tom tells stories and Bert's the machine. There's not a chance in hell that they'll keep it clean. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave. No scripts, a bit of booze, amateur partology. Dirty jokes, raunchy humor, no apologies. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave.